This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
There goes my girl. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Busy day. Couple days here in the NFL. Black Monday was significant yesterday. A whole bunch of coaches got fired. In Washington, the head coach made it through, and I don't think that's a big surprise. But what happens next is of the foremost matter. And B, I think we got to talk a little bit about Dan Quinn's decision yesterday, or Sunday night, or hell, maybe a month ago, right? Because what DQ has done, I mean, it's year two, and year one was great, and year two was bad.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give Quinn some credit or point out that he's a little bit nuts, whichever way you want to look at it. In a self-preservation league, if DQ's primary focus was to be here as long as he could, mm-hmm. and I kind of think we saw that with Ron, frankly, that the focus was to make sure I can stick around, right? If DQ's focus was to stay here as long as he could, firing Witt was always going to happen. Once you pulled play calling from him midway mm-hmm. through the season and the numbers, frankly, just the eye test of this defense has been poor for 2 years. It became very clear Witt was going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Period, full stop. Firing Kingsbury puts significant pressure on Quinn.
Yeah.
Because you're now 2 years in, and now you got to rebuild your whole staff. And if you get another really bad year, it's like, well, dude, are we sure you can run this program? Because now you've already had to overhaul your staff. The record now for DQ in Washington is 17-17. Mm-hmm. Exactly 500.
Yeah.
With another bad year, that record's going to drop well below 500. And with another bad year, the memories of that incredible 24 run to the NFC title game are a lot further in the rear view. And so I applaud Quinn for making a move, because the reality is, if he doesn't make the move, next year he could say, okay, I got to rebuild this offense. Give me a year. That may or may not work, but at least it gives him an out. This year, he's kind of putting it on the table and saying, all right, I'm going to rebuild this now so we can win now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he deserves some credit for it.
But I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it's all about Dan Quinn making all the moves. I think this is they state Dan gets the final say on the coaching staff, but I believe that this is a effort that a decision that came to by more than one person.
I agree with that.
And I believe that it was like there are people that want to say, well, you knew who he was when you hired him, all that type of stuff. No. I know what he told me he was going to do, and I know what I've seen. But then when we have discussions and you keep doing what you want to do, then we got to make a decision. And I think that's kind of what got to this point. And let's be real. Like, sometimes people say what they need to say to get the job. And then when they get the job, they say, well, I'm going to do something else. Especially when you would get money from other teams. Now that changes up a little bit, and then the other team has the power and the control now. He might have had it early. He don't have it now.
I think after having a bunch of conversations last night, I think, you know, the reporting was the relationship deteriorated between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I think that can be true, but I think the relationship had also deteriorated with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. And I think at some point you wonder if DQ asked for things to look a different way,
yeah,
and they didn't.
Well, based off of my knowledge of pro football for the amount of years I've been around it now,
yeah,
20 plus years.
Right.
Offenses and defenses work in you know, try to work together. I saw an offense that worked separate or whatever. It just wanted to do what he wanted to do. When your defense is not as good, you damn sure don't want to be running fast pace and giving the ball right back to the other team quickly like that. And that happened consistently.
Yep.
When you have a hell of a running game, you lean on it. You don't leave it. And I know we went through the stuff yesterday. You said that they were damn near even when it came to runs and passes. But there were games where they were running the ball, running the snot out the damn ball in the first half, and they get in the second half, and they say, hell with that run. And guys end up, a running back ends up with 11 carries, 10 carries, 8 carries, averaging 7, 8 yards a carry. Why the hell he didn't have 20? And if I look at a defensive coach, like when I was with Jim Johnson and with Jim and Joe, I mean, Richie Pettibone and Joe, and then Jim Johnson and Andy, I watched those dudes have these defensive offensive meetings all the time to game plan how we're going to try to approach certain things. Watching the games, I'm looking at, that ain't work. That damn sure ain't working. If they had the meetings, the show not going out and doing what they wanted to do.
Well,
and that's me seeing stuff, like watching it, and I've heard other people that I know have a very good feel of this offense-defense thing saying exactly the same thing when we didn't have discussions prior. You know what I mean?
Totally. And I think you wonder if there weren't conversations about that and it just wasn't heard, wasn't heeded, mm-hmm, wasn't listened to.
Yeah.
And when you see a move like this, and so – folks made a big point out of, and myself included, Dan Quinn got asked about Cliff Kingsbury in the end of season presser on Monday night, and he gave no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Go back the week before, because I did. Dan Quinn got asked about Cliff going into the Philly game. He also gave no answer. Like, whatever's going on there, I don't believe something just happened Sunday night after the Eagles game and mm-hmm, there was a decision
made. Yeah.
And I think if you're Quinn, let's be very real about Dan Quinn. He is, I can 100%, go back 2 years now, I can 100% see when Josh Harris and Bob Myers and Adam Peters brought Quinn in to be interviewed for the head coaching job. Knowing Quinn now, knowing how he talks about putting the building together, putting the staff together, putting the team together, mm-hmm, building a team first. Knowing that, I could see him knocking your socks off in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see that. And I think, for going back to the coaching search conversation, I think the team, when they got done with their interview with Quinn, they ended up liking him way more than they expected. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he became a very serious contender for that job. And then other things happen. McDonald goes to Seattle. Ben Johnson tells him to turn the plane around. Whatever else happens, it ends up being Quinn. If you're Dan Quinn, who is a realistic person and understands life in the NFL, he's probably not getting another gig after this. The reality is he's got to win, and he's got to win mm-hmm now. And if he knows this offense is not how I'm going to win going forward, make the move now. Don't wait. Don't wait another year and let it go further sideways or further impact your team or further impact your young quarterback. All those things. Like, I can applaud DQ for making the move now because it increases the pressure on him, and I think he's comfortable in that role.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah.
So what do you do next? I think defensively, there's not a lot of secrets to this. I think there are two far and away leading contenders to get the D coordinator job. Ironically, they were both in Atlanta. I think it's either going to be Raheem Morris or Jeff Ulbrich. Both have strong ties to Dan Quinn. Both have been defensive guys. Raheem was the head coach. Ulbrich was the D coordinator. With Raheem, to your earlier point, B, Raheem's 2 years into what is probably, I assume he got a five-year deal, making good money. Maybe Raheem doesn't want to take that immediate step back and be a DC again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Raheem wants to sit out a year or see if he gets another call. I don't know those things. Ulbrich, I imagine, as a D coordinator, Ulbrich got the one window at an interim job when the Jets fired Saleh, when basically Aaron Rodgers fired Saleh 2 years ago. Yeah. That whole thing was just a disaster.
Totally.
You know, the Atlanta defense this past year was way better than they've been in a long time. And the thing that stands out to me most from that Atlanta defense, that is a team that hasn't been able to rush the passer in decades. And last year they were. Now, they did. They added some talent. They drafted two pass rushers early. But there was a schematic commitment to going to get the quarterback that I liked from that Atlanta defense. And when you hear Adam Peters Monday night talk about the only two things Peters said of any concrete nature, we need a pass rusher and we got to get a Tunsil deal done. So if you've got the front office saying, yo, we know we need pass rush, and you've got the head coach now looking at a new defensive coordinator, somebody to call the defenses, and you look to Atlanta, and I'm not saying they were great. Statistically, they were middle of the pack. They were 15th in yards allowed, 19th in points allowed. I think some of the points allowed stuff was offense that turned it over a lot. But they got after the passer, and I think that is what this team is trying to create. They also generated turnovers at a high level. Now, some of that is extremely fluky. I don't think you can count on turnovers year over year, but I think
I can tell you one thing about turnovers. If you can't get pressure on the quarterback, you're not going to get none.
Exactly.
You're not going to get a lot of them. I promise you that. So, I listen, man. However this stuff works out, in the NFL right now, the quarterback in a passing game is as prevalent as any. And the way you combat that, you have somebody who can put pressure and harass the hell out of them on a consistent basis. And yes, we've had guys who can come out there and do it this game, that game. We haven't had a guy who every game you have to game plan for. And I think that's the game plan. And whether it's Dan calling the plays or whoever the new defense coordinator coming in here, they have to make that step and have a person like that on the roster. If you can get two of them, you need people who can harass and disrupt the flow of an offense. You can't have 7-on-7 happen on Sundays. And we've seen some of that over the damn last few weeks.
And I think, and we've discussed this, but I think with Washington's roster, especially with their roster by Halloween with all the injuries, I don't think Buddy Ryan's generating a pass rush. Like, a lot of that pressure needs to be on the personnel, talent evaluation, players you bring in.
Yeah, and see, and that's the...
Players are always going to be more important than coaches.
That is
period.
The disconnect of where sports is today. We lean on one thing and we don't lean on the other. The coaches coach who the hell they sign and they bring in. And if you bring in something and you tell me this is supposed to be this and they're not that, I get judged off of that guy. So, yes, personnel has to get better at the people that they give to the coaches as well.
100%.
You know, and if you go and you get one more guy and you got Dorrance and you saw what Martin has done, you start to see the semblance of what you can have. You know what I mean? But to me, pass rush doesn't just start on the edge. Pass rush starts in the interior as well. Because when most quarterbacks have success, they step up in the pocket, they slide. If he has no way to step up to, you know what can happen? The guy's coming off the edge can hit him in the back of his head more often than not. But when he can step up and let you go past and slide because you're not getting pressure up the middle, that affects pass rush more than anything in the world. So, yes, we need to get some edge rushes. But we need to get more violence up the middle.
Violence is what you need. I don't think the defensive side of the football is that complicated. I kind of think it's going to be Raheem or Ulbrich. If something happens, those guys end up elsewhere. I know folks are going to talk about Jim Schwartz. Brown's ownership is saying they want to keep him. I don't think Brian Flores ends up here. I think he ends up staying in Minnesota, or maybe Jerry just throws an outrageous amount of money at him. What we know about Josh Harris from his days in Philadelphia with the Sixers, and frankly from when he took over the Washington job, he doesn't love paying people not to work. So if he's already paying Witt and Kingsbury, whatever these deals look like, there's going to be other there's going to be other staff that gets changed out here. Mm-hmm. I don't see him going top of the market to go get Schwartz or Flores when you already have a defensive-minded head coach. It'd be one thing if they loved their offensive-minded head coach and then they needed a new DC, but you're paying Quinn X. I don't think isn't there an argument that to get Minnesota, to get Flores out of Minnesota, you have to pay him more than Quinn? Like, how much is he going to make to get out for Minnesota to say, you know what, you can walk. We're not going to match it.
It comes down to, like, if they match it, then nothing you can really do.
But that's got to be a huge number to get him out of there.
The deal automatically comes down to what is role going to be. And that would have to be D coordinator, assistant head coach.
Right.
And I don't know how many people are that powerful to just bring that in like that.
Here's what I want to talk about, because I think it's far more interesting. What's going to happen offensively? What's going to happen with David Blau? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.